Today is Wednesday, April 5th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is, I don't like that one, National Read a Roadmap Day. Who's done that in a long time? Do they even still make roadmaps? It is also, I mean, who does? We all have GPS on our phones, and who does not have a phone? I mean, okay, there are people that don't have a phone, but probably people who don't have a phone also don't have a car and are not going on trips. So who is using a map? I suppose there are areas of, are there areas of the country where there is zero cell service, like maybe in the desert or something? I don't know. But I have not used a map, and so I don't even know if I would know how. I suppose I would, because what is a GPS other than a map? It is a map, but there's a line clearly drawn on it that shows you where you're going, and then Google says, in 1,000 feet, turn left on Main Street. Yeah, I don't know if you guys remember, when it always just, for especially couples, you would have a driver, and then the person, the partner, let's say, or the boyfriend or the girlfriend or the wife or the husband would be sitting in the seat next to them, and they would be the navigator. And so, and there would be so many arguments. No, you need to turn here. You need to turn there. Oh my gosh, you missed it. Whatever. Now we just have to struggle with Google. Well, my struggle is Mark and I'll be talking, and right as we're about to say something important, Google will say something and interrupt us. That's what we have to deal with. So then we turn off the sound, and then sometimes we miss a turn or something because the sound's off. I had to sneeze. Okay, it is National Walking Day, and they're showing a bunch of elderly people walking. I assume people who are not elderly also walk, but there you go. It is also National Caramel Day. Caramel. Caramel. However you say it. It's Caramel Day. Is caramel the same thing as dulce de leche? I think it is, basically. I think it is the same thing. All right, so what has been going on since I recorded last time? Well, last night was getting things done night. The Pride 48 website was hacked, and I did not, when I found out on it, it was like Sunday night. And I didn't feel like getting out my computer and looking at it and all that kind of stuff. And it was just redirecting to Google, or so I thought. And so I was like, I'll handle it on Monday. And then Monday, I got really busy and work was really busy. And we had to go to the grocery store. I know I told you that whole drama. We had to go to the grocery store, and the grocery store was packed. And then we didn't get home until, 8:30 or something. And then by the time we ate dinner and everything, it was so late. I was like, I can't do this. So what I did is I took the website offline because I didn't want anybody to get. And I don't remember whether I did that Sunday night or Monday, but at some point I took the website offline. I luckily still had access to everything, but the website, normally if I'm going to administer the website, there is an administration UI that I go to in the web browser, just like I would go to pride48.com. I would go to, you know, the admin page and log in, and I would have access to edit things. But that was obviously not working because the problem was that it was redirecting, so couldn't get to anything. Well, I had access to the server, and that was kind of fraught with a little bit of issue because so I could access the server. It looks like Sydney's having a seizure down here under me. Sydney the dog, not Kathy Bacon's daughter. But anyway, so, you know, it's a lot to go into, but I didn't really do anything else last night, so why not? So anyway, the problem was I wanted to log in to DigitalOcean, which is the company that hosts, and it's not really, now they do a lot more, so they do web hosting and stuff like that. But when I started using it, it was basically just a virtual server hosting company. you would get a Linux server and you had to install everything on it yourself. Now they do a lot more, and you know, I think they have out of the box website hosting packages where you can just click a button and it spins everything up for you. I don't know. But anyway, so I wanted to check something on DigitalOcean, but then I haven't logged in a while, and they always want to send you a code to your email address. I wish they would do it to your phone number, but they don't. I'm going to have to check and see if they have an option to send it to your phone. But anyway, the settings are currently to send it to an email address. Well, that email that I've given them for that account is the my Pride48 email address that I hardly ever check. So if you guys are ever emailing me about something Pride48 related, you should email me at my gmail.com address that I give. So it was just a nightmare, because then I tried to log in to my Zoho Mail account, and they have two-factor authentication. Well, the problem was I hadn't logged in a while, and when I got my new phone 6 months ago or 8 months ago, however long it's been, I didn't transfer my authentication app over to my phone or transfer the whatever. So I wasn't able to get the key on my current phone. So I had to get my old phone out of a drawer. The battery was completely dead. I had to charge it for like 15 minutes before it would even turn on. And then finally, I was able to open my authentication app, get into the email, see the code, get into DigitalOcean, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so I did some research, and I thought, well, first I thought, I know that it was a hack and it was a redirect. And actually on Monday or yesterday, when I turned it back on so I could test a couple of things out, and it wasn't redirecting to Google anymore. It was redirecting to some, congratulations, you've won a prize. You know, I don't know if it was going to, I was like, oh my God, I got to turn this off. I don't want anyone to, if I click anywhere, it's probably going to install malware on my computer. But people are so hateful. I don't know. I wish these hackers that just for fun hack websites, they are so hateful. And the thing is, you have to keep, we use WordPress, and the thing is, they find these exploits in WordPress plugins, usually, is what it is, and we use different plugins for different features on the website. And if you're not keeping on top of it, you can have a plugin that has an exploit that you were not even aware of. And so generally, that's how they do it. They get in through a plugin that's got a vulnerability. And it was a plugin that had a vulnerability. I disabled the plugin, deleted it. But I thought, I could go through, because I don't know where. I checked all the files that were edited and all that. I'm like, I don't want to dig through and try to find malicious code and manually delete it. And so I thought, I have this WordPress plugin that does backup. You know what? It was the backup plugin that had an exploit. Even still, I could have done it, except I was only taking database backups. I know this is fascinating, but why not? The name of the show is Geeky Gay, so why not talk about geeky stuff? So then I was like, I am taking complete server backups on DigitalOcean, I think. So, because I was like, you know what? I'm not scanning through files unless I have to. I'm going to try to restore a backup. So I was like, phew, I found it on DigitalOcean. Yes, I'm taking two backups a week. So I was able to get the most recent. And it's so funny, we were hacked on April 1st. How crazy is that? I know that because that's when the files got changed. It was April 1st. So I'm pretty sure it was on April 1st, but it was just funny that it was April Fool's Day. So I restored the backup from DigitalOcean. I changed the root password for the server. I changed my password for the administration login. I deleted and disabled and deleted the plugin that I thought was compromised. And I updated everything. All the version of WordPress, all the plugins, all the themes, everything I updated. So everything is up to date now. It's all done. And then I thought, you know what? Now that I'm in the security mood, I'm going to go change all my compromised passwords in Chrome. You know how Chrome, Google Chrome, if it saves your passwords, it'll say you have 150 bajillion passwords that have been compromised or whatever. I never change those. These are just personal passwords, not Pride 48. So I spent like 2 hours as we were watching TV just changing passwords in these sites that I don't even remember signing up for. Do you ever count how many websites you've signed up for access to and only used once and never gone back to? It is crazy. So anyway, I did that. Today I just worked. No big deal. I was really tired this morning, but I did do my exercise. And I walked Sydney, and all of these high school boys were playing basketball outside. They nearly ran over Sydney when we were walking past because the basketball went out into the road and they were running. But we made it. They apologized. They were very friendly. And I have orchestra tonight. So after I record this and edit it and post it, I'm going to go to orchestra. I was going to go see my mom first, but I don't think I have the mental fortitude right now to do that. I'm going to see them on Sunday for Easter lunch. So I'll do that. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.